From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Bangladesh authorities deployed heavy security throughout the capital Saturday following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians in an upscale restaurant. The siege ended when security forces stormed the building, killing six attackers and capturing one. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Lorianne Walsh Emdat, a principal of the American Standard School in Dhaka, says militant activity has been active in the region.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year until now. We've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed. And all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Dhaka, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to, and quote, salvage the country from the claw of the infidel occupation and mischief. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks on Saturday as Muslims mark the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Under its new leadership, the Islamist insurgency has intensified battlefield attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. This is VOA News. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed two top Islamist military commanders near Mosul. The Pentagon says the deputy minister of war, who led Islamist State, captured the Iraqi city of Mosul died in the attack. Pentagon spokesperson Peter Cook said removing terrorist leaders from the battlefield shapes the environment for Iraqi forces to ultimately liberate Mosul with support from the international coalition. After freeing the city of Fallujah from the Islamist State, Iraqi forces are now turning their attention to Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. The Obama administration says up to 116 civilians have been killed in U.S. drone strikes during counterterrorism operations in Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. The White House just released details about the One Secret program.
The president believes that our counterterrorism strategy is more effective and has more credibility when we're as transparent as possible.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest. The report did not include strikes in active conflict zones such as Iraq or Syria. Vote counting is underway on Australia's east coast for the general elections. The ruling Conservative coalition is expected to lose ground as it seeks a second term after a divisive first 3 years in power, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We, as candidates, put our faith in the wisdom of the Australian people, and we ask them to vote for their future. For our future, because if we stick together and if we stick to our plan, our future will be brighter than ever before.
The winner will likely be known late on Saturday. West Coast polls closed 2 hours after the East Coast. Israeli military officials say they have struck four militant sites in the Gaza Strip after militants fired rockets into southern Israel, hitting a kindergarten. No reports of injuries so far in either Gaza or Israel. Israeli officials say their airstrike took place early Saturday, targeting sites belonging to Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. Such attacks and counterattacks have occurred for the past 2 years. The rockets fired from Gaza rarely hit buildings in Israel. As Hong Kong marks the 19 years since its handover from Britain to China, a new poll indicates the collective sense of pride as Chinese citizens and feelings about Beijing's policy toward the city have plunged to an all-time low. Hong Kong media pundits have suggested that many Hong Kong residents are angry that Beijing denied their right to elect Hong Kong leaders and that Beijing has failed to respect the one country, two system policy. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.